All right, you are listening to the Tsundere Banana, episode 2, I guess. What is going on today? Oh, that's right. The new face of Britain, flagpole result. Hey, you know, if they actually, this is from Telegraph, this is from their Telegraph site, whatever, and basically, the link is, the article is just as it says, it's the new flag, and lo and behold, it's Grand Lagan. All right, British otaku man, please raise your drills toward heaven. Okay, that was kind of lame. What is going on? Well, I'm looking at the nice weather outside in my tiny ass little apartment room in Taipei. And I'm wondering why am I doing this again for the second time in a row. And it's because I just want my voice to be heard, I guess. Recently, what else is going on in anime world? Actually, I haven't done that much with anime recently. I've been playing video games on my new Apple Pro book. And I really like The Sims 3. Because what it does is it actually offers me enough control, but not so much control that I have to micromanage everything. In other words, I feel like God. You know, like I actually help those folks who achieve their dreams, and sometimes I force them a little bit, and sometimes I don't. And even if I run away from, even if I go away from the council, they can pretty much just do whatever, you know, they can actually kind of handle themselves okay, I guess. You know, but of course they complain a ton. I wonder if that's how God feels. Like, we complain a ton and he's like, oh, shut up. Because that's what I feel sometimes. I was like, oh, shut up. You can do this on your own. And you know the thing about living in a tiny-ass apartment, like Taiwanese style, is that you're in a freaking apartment. You know what I mean? I'm not even renting an apartment. I'm renting a room. And you can hear these dumbasses very well. You know, they're coughing and like being unhappy and like slamming their freaking doors and shit. Because you're in an apartment, but you're renting a freaking room. Now, it's like, you know, like, I think this is kind of like anime style room. You know, if I have enough, more than enough figures, which I don't have room to place them in. You know, I like to call myself an otaku, but in you know what I'm saying? Like, after seeing that book, Otaku Core, I, you know, seeing all these people's room and dancing queens on it, and I'm going, wow. But did you know that some of these figure collecting women are hot? Oh my God, dude, like that Chinese Filipino woman is like, what? And they're Japanese cosplayer, and you're like, what? What's her name? Let me look it up. The Japanese, Amano Ai. It kind of sounds like a porn actress, but anyway, yeah, she's like, wow, she's really cute. Her English name is Julie. Her abilities, a photographer, CGI creator, and gravure idol. Don't ask me to pronounce that name. It simply means she takes pictures for magazine. You wish those sort of pictures. And of course, well, there's another girl, Yuriko, from Spain. She's pretty good looking. And okay, the pause didn't mean anything. I was just trying to think of a comment. All right. And let's see. Men, bunch of more men. Ah, there's Dancing Queen from California, 21 years old. Otaku career, 12 years. And quality is greater than quantity. I think the Japanese translation screwed up. But she has more figures than a lot of otaku guys out there. She's amazing, I tell you. And let's see, where's that Filipino person? I mean, everyone in this book, everyone is cool, you know? Like, they're like real obsessed otaku people. And they actually have room, or they actually make room to place these things in. But I gotta tell you, I get sick of figures and all that after looking at them for a week. I'm sorry, I guess I'm in a creative process as part of the Western fan community. Okay, I won't say otaku anymore. Western fan community. I'm talking like Tonkatsu from island, though. Found that anime. Ah, there she is. Alodia. I'm not even going to try because somebody's going to hate my guts for it. But she's a Chinese-Spanish Filipino person. And she's on page 66 of Otakuo, if you can get that book. And oh my. Oh, wait. Let me do it this way. Let me do it right. Oh my. Can you hear me fanning? God. Damn, she's hot. What the hell? I mean, I was like, okay. If more women are like this, I'm sure a lot of men would just say, I'm otaku too, you know? And one of the trends in Taiwan these days is people will tell others, yeah, you know, I'm actually otaku, man. You know, like, or online, you know, it's like, oh, I'm otaku, man. You know, would you like to date me? And I'm just like, dude, that's really lame. You're fucking ibanjing. You're a commoner. Get out of here, commoner. I'm telling you, I have absolutely no love for commoner. I know, like, everyone was commoner once. I don't give a shit. Before you come to our side, you're a commoner. I don't want you anywhere near my shit. Unless you find, because you don't make yourself into otaku. That's why most people will stay commoners and will stay with us. Because you just can't become an otaku. It doesn't work that way, dude. So I'm sorry. Like, people was like, why are you so pissed? Why are you so pissed off about them? I'm not. I'm just saying, dude, this is our thing. And we just naturally become it. We were probably predestined before the beginning of time by God. You know, you're like, what? But there are people obsessed with stuff in the past. It's just, they didn't have internet. They couldn't reach each other, or they couldn't find the right thing. And now they do. You know, I keep on thinking, you know what? The one thing that Anime Diet wants to do is we want to, because we have business, we give business card to Madhouse people in Japan, and you know, we interview these guys and Nabeishing, you know, we even have pictures with Nabeishing and all that. And you're like, so what? He doesn't speak English. Well, we have a Japanese person, a real Japanese otaku that we know, you know, like he's treasure to us. He's Rome. You know, like, we got this new saying at the Diet, you know, all otaku rogue goes through Rome, and it actually works, because we actually literally have this guy who's like Japanese otaku, and he actually, and he's excited, and we're gonna make him the head of our Japanese department, and he's willing to write articles in Japanese, and I know he's one person, but I'm gonna ask him to do a lot. I'm gonna like raise him up and make him feel very important. Because he told his experience in Japan was he was disenfranchised, you know, sidetracked, stepped on, that's how otaku really is in Japan. They're still seen as fucking losers, you know. Like, at least in Western countries, we respect geeks somewhat, right? Unless you're in high school. Well, in the Japanese society, anybody who's an otaku of anything is like, those who are bullied in high school, okay? You don't realize that, but the Japanese society is a bullying society. If you're out of line, you get bullied. Just not with physical force, most of the time. So anyway, we're going to make this Rome guy, like I said, all otaku roads leads to Rome, right? So, you know, I want him to be our contact with Madhouse and all that. Yeah, tell me what you think. I know our audience almost never respond with in comments or whatever, but I'm telling you, I'm starting this open platform thing that if we actually get in contact with the Madhouse people and or Japanese animator and Seiyu and all that stuff, it's gonna happen. You don't have to believe me, but it's gonna happen. We might ask you for scripts, you know, like we might custom make a couple of episodes or something for winner of a contest. I mean, hey, it's the Diet. Anything can happen. We're revolutionaries. All right, like I said, I recommend this otaku book. And if I keep this podcast thing going, I guess I gotta do something new every episode. But there are times I'm just gonna talk about absolutely nothing, because hey, I'm the de facto CEO, and if I get my own subdomain from our tech guy, Mike, I'm going to do whatever I want with it. Except I'm not going to be yelling and really cursing at people and all that. Last episode was, you know, I was drunk. Whatever. Anyway, this is Tsundere Banana from Anime Diet, The Diet 3, signing out.